This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. I am your host today and very happy to be with you today. Sorry we missed last week. I don't even know what's going on, but sometimes I just feel like I'm spending my life running up to the airport and picking people up or driving this person to that place or driving that person to that place. And this is even as a person who officially has an empty nest, but the nest seems to involve a lot of transport sometimes. So I couldn't be with you last week, but here we are now. It's a pretty profound day because, as you can tell from the news, this is the week we discovered here in the U.S. that the pandemic was going to be in our lives. And I remember this was a week hearing about it and realizing, even though it wasn't clear yet, how significant this was going to be. So I want to do a little work on this as we get a little further into the show. I do want to remind you, today is Free Readings Tuesday, and I'm on Facebook Live right now. For those of you who are listening live, you can go to the Facebook page, or you can go to the Contact Talk Radio Facebook page, and we're on Facebook Live there. But for those of you who want to call in, you won't be on Facebook Live. You'll be an audio stream from your phone, which is super nice. And you can call in for Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. And this show has been, I believe this is the 11th year of this show several renditions, formerly not on Facebook Live, because I think we didn't have that way back, but I'm so happy to take your calls and sort of help you figure out as in tandem, as a team, what's going on in your life from soul perspective, what's happening in terms of the spiritual journey that you're on and what the particular thing or aspect of your life that's happening right now, how that relates to the bigger picture. So call in for Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. Today's subject is, are the guides and angels real? Learn why benevolent entities in other vibrations are real and always with us. So what's interesting is that guides and angels are real, and yet the view we often have, or our beliefs about guides and angels, are somewhat childish. Guides and angels are beings from other dimensionalities. And as you know, we are multidimensional beings, and we can shift layers and levels in our consciousness. And by doing so, we can go to, so here we are, and here's the guides and angels, right? So we can lift up a little, guides and angels can come down a little, and there we are in this perfect vibrational level, this vibrational stream, or this dimensional level where we can have connection. So we are raising our vibration. Guides and angels essentially are lowering their vibration to get to us. But here we are in this other dimension, and we can go there because we're not just the container. We're not just the container. We're the soul. The soul is infinite, and it journeys in all the layers and vibrations. Conversely, a little bit different subject, but here we are now in present time. We can also journey to past time, and we can also journey to future time. So we've got all of the vibrational levels here and all of the vibrational levels in time. And of course, there are lots of other vibrational levels we don't really understand how to work in yet, but we're getting there. We're evolving as beings. So when we say, are guides and angels real? Yes. And it's chances are good that the guides and angels that you had in your mind when you were a little child, maybe you were raised in particular religious tradition, it's likely that they don't look like that. It's likely that they don't look like that. So having that idea that a lot of our cultural understanding is sort of immature. And when you start to, it's not incorrect, it's just immature. Sort of like when you're looking at psychic phenomenon in the movies, it's like smokes and mirrors and big crashes and ghoulish figures. It's not how spirit world looks at all. That's like the immature view or the simplified view. So when we are working with guides and angels, what often happens is that we have this expectation for a giant winged being, you know, with the halo, the glowing lights to come. And yes, sometimes it looks like that, but often we are simply made aware of spiritual presence with a personality style attached. It's very, very, very subtle. So I just want to have that in your mind that our cultural view, guides and angels, is quite different than the actual view of when you're doing the work. We're going to have more on this discussion later in the show. I see we've got some phone calls from folks who are calling internationally, so I want to get at least to that call in just a second. For housekeeping, we have got the Chakra Project is super active. This is our course of the month, and we are gearing up for our next course of the month, which is actually going to be the Guides and Angels Project. So go to the website, sarahwiseman.com, go to courses, and you're going to see this giant list of offerings, lots of new courses up there too. They're all just sliding scale, $15. And dive in, take advantage of this super robust curriculum that you can just take one at a time. On your own schedule do that. And I also offer training. We are already signed up, booked out for spring. Summer's getting signed up. Those signups are there too if you want to work directly with me and learn this stuff in a really intensive level. The end result of that is you can become a visionary psychic on the website. You can see all the amazing teachers who are there. Now, so if you're interested in going in that super in-depth level, so you want to look for courses and you want to look for training, there's always something going on. I want to go to the phone just for this first caller who's calling internationally and just see what's going on there. So I think it's Asjori calling from Bali. Welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me, Sarah?
Yes. Hi. I wanted to make sure Sarah? I got you because I sometimes know that international goes down. So what can I help you out with today?
Yes. So I've been in Bali for all of Corona time. So I was supposed to leave about a year ago and decided to stay. And it's been a really intense journey, both good and bad. And right now I'm just really physically struggling. There's a lot of mold and chemicals in Bali, and my body is very sensitive. And I've been very sick for the past 3 or 4 months. And I'm really struggling to find the right place to live. I've moved, I think, 15 times in the past 4 months. It's just, I keep feeling like a place is going to be okay, and then I move in, and then they spray with chemicals, but it's just, yeah, I'm very challenged, and feels like maybe I'm supposed to leave Bali in August, and I would love some support with where to find a healthy home so that I can heal and return to my normal state.
Yeah, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Philadelphia. I grew up in Cincinnati, and I spent most of my adult years in Seattle, and then I've been nomadic for about 3 years until landing, or 2 years before landing in Bali for the past year.
How did you feel when you were in Seattle? Did you feel good? I mean, physically, did you feel good, or was that too cold and moldy for you also?
It felt a bit too cold for me as well. I was in Seattle for 12 years, and I think it's really beautiful, but it definitely doesn't feel like it's my home anymore. Right. And I've always struggled with finding a sense of home. I've always felt more connected to the stars than to the earth.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's a way to go there yet. Maybe you can sign up for that next year or something. Yeah, a lot of people have that predicament. I am feeling that your body requirements. So there's this really interesting practice of astrology for relocation and where your body is going to do best. Best in where your body and soul.
I just got a recommendation for an astrocartographer earlier tonight, actually.
Yeah, there's actually one in my on my Visionary Psychics page. There's a really great person there. You might just check that out. But I find that really helpful in helping you see where you're going to resonate with. And what I'm seeing for you is you're not going to make it till August in any way. I think that by April or May, you're going to be going from Bali. And it feels that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because it's sort of like you're sort of weighing it like, I can stay like I think I should, or I can get my body healthy now. Like it's struggle, struggle, struggle until August, or what is that? Cut the bait? No. Cut your losses and go and start already getting to a climate and a kind of a vibrational style that's going to be better for you. And it's interesting because you're a very person with a lot of either air or water, I'm not sure, but you're very fluid and flowy. And yet you do better in these places that are more grounded, like say Philadelphia or I can't remember the other place, but that sort of very grounded style. And so looking for a place where there's more grounding will help you. Whereas Bali is so, like Hawaii, it's so airy, it's so high, the vibration is so high, and it tends to be too much for your particular person or energy style.
It's not too much for my energy, it's my physical body. My energy is a lot stronger than my physical body, and it's physically the mold and the chemicals that are too much, it feels like.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's both, actually. And so it's almost like it's a struggle for you because in your heart, you think, I should be in Bali, that's where I fit. And yet, it's actually not the case. You're being sort of told, you're actually going to do better in a more grounded, I almost want to say a little bit more traditional environment. So I think you'll be out of there by April, May, which is not that far away yet.
Okay.
And you'll just immediately start to feel better. And you will be very happy in making that choice. So the other thing is, in Bali, what did you learn by experiencing the pandemic there? How was that different than experiencing that pandemic in, say, Seattle? What do you think you learned there?
it's a lot more free here, and people don't live in fear in the same way. There was definitely fear for like the first 2 months. There's very little quarantine and lockdown and wearing of masks. It's very free, and very few people have gotten sick. It's more trust that everything's going to be okay. And yeah, I have had a lot of physical struggles, but I'm not worried about the coronavirus and anything like that. It's more, it's a lot of shifts in my intuition, a lot of shifts in my body, a lot of really highs and really lows. It's been quite a roller coaster. So lots of freedom and then lots of physical challenges.
So yeah,
and emotional challenges and spiritual
challenges. You're seeking, the next step is you're seeking the middle road or the middle path where you can have both of those, but not quite such highs and not quite such lows. I would expect it's okay to not have a plan and to not know where you're going next, but I would expect by April, May, so that's kind of sounds like later April, that you will be on continental US in a place that is more grounded. And it's not Philadelphia, so don't worry about that. And it's not Seattle either, so just trust that something's going to open up and that will be where you're going to be. And again, that physicality, it's almost like within 2 days you feel like, wow, I feel better. So it's just a different environment for you. So good luck. Thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Does it feel like it could be a DC area of Virginia?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
the places that were popping up for me, and I do admit that these places are popping up a lot for people with your and my and everyone else's who's listening sensitivities, but it's feeling like from Denver to the west, like Denver to the to the west of Denver is sort of what I'm feeling. Lots of room there, but that sort of place. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah. This astrocartography is a super interesting field. And what it does is it shows you, it takes all your planetary alignments and shows you where those will be most resonant with places on the planet. Pretty interesting stuff. We're going to go back to our callers, Free Readings Tuesday in just a moment. But I want to go back to this idea of are the guides and angels real? And I would love for you to have that idea of presence, angelic presence, of the presence of the guides, and to feel that actually just to feel it in the room with you right now. And you might feel kind of a hovering over your shoulders, or some of you might feel some presence in the room or on the ceiling. And some of you might have some departed that you're feeling also, and that's fine. But just sensing that idea of you are not alone, and that these higher vibrational ascended masters and teachers are here to assist you. And all I want you to do now is just feel the presence at your left shoulder, almost as if someone were standing next to you. And feel the presence behind you. Again, almost as if someone is standing there. And feel the presence to your right. Just want you to just kind of rest in this awareness. And some of you are already feeling that the air has gotten a little more breezy or cooler? And I want you to just rest in this subtle feeling of other soul presence with you. And just be there. Excuse my swaying, I tend to sway. And let's just hold with that. Let's just hold with that. We're just kind of dipping in, dipping out, dipping in, dipping out. This idea of getting used to how subtle it is, not great flapping angels, which, here I am. It can happen, but not a lot. I'm thinking also of all these holy books you've probably read. A lot of you read the Bible or just all the many ancient texts, and considering that all ancient peoples had some version of the angelic realm, all ancient peoples have had some version of the energetic, the invisible helper, the energetic, the guided being who provided advice, who came down in a ball of fire, or who entered the room, or who spoke wisdom, or who was the burning bush, or all the ways we've heard about it. All of this is in our collective consciousness because we are aware as souls that there are other vibrational levels, us going up, other beings coming down, and we can receive guidance and advice from these beings. And going into stillness as we just did, how simple. That is one of the easiest ways to lift your vibration, go into stillness, allow the other, ask the other beings to come down, and then suddenly you're in a connected place, a place where you can understand them and they can communicate easily with you in a way that you can understand. Just going to hold with that for now. Let's go to some more people who are patiently waiting. I think it's Jay calling from LA. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, what can I help you out with today?
I signed up for one of your courses, the Angels and Guides. And 6.5 years ago, my best friend from high school died of a heart attack. And then a month later, another friend died, like one per month for 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
It changed me. I've not been the same since. So I think it's about 19 people right now. So it's just tough to recover from that. And I've tried a number of things and methods, and I can't seem to snap out of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm so sorry. So the loss 19 times, and I'm sure that some were very close to you and others less close. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And this wasn't because of like during when AIDS first came. I was working in Seattle and it was like a funeral every couple days. It wasn't from, they didn't all pass from the same thing. They didn't die of COVID or AIDS, or these were all just what might seem random losses to you. Is that right?
It was cancer. It was heart attack. It was suicide. It was old age. It was, you know, like everything.
Yeah. So do you feel that you have lost your desire to live, or do you just feel overwhelmed by the loss and how it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason or meaning to it?
All of the above.
Yeah. What have you found that does help? What makes sense to you right now with all of that experience?
I haven't found anything that helps.
Mm-hmm. And are you seeing counselors?
Yeah. Just doesn't do much of any good. And I've spent a huge amount of money on clearings and all that stuff. And so, and not with just like one person, it was many different people and psychics and intuitive people. And yeah.
Have you seen just regular trauma therapists, like not in the intuitive field?
No.
I think, so obviously, I like the intuitive field. I like healers. I think that, but if all of that didn't work, that may not be the particular color that you're supposed to be working in. Not color, it's not the right word, but fields, you know, maybe you need a different field. Because it seems like you've kind of fallen into the abyss of grief from all this trauma. And if none of the other things have worked, it's time to try something more.
When my parents died, I saw a grief counselor, you know, for 2.5 years. Yeah. And it did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. But the amount of grief that you're experiencing trauma as if you've been in a war, basically. And so that's
exactly.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
when
go ahead, please.
I think one element of this is like I never really had a family that was supportive. So I never had any kind of a foundation to begin with. My family was four narcissistic psychopaths.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound too inviting, I'm sure.
I'm glad that I get to miss any Thanksgiving dinners. and yeah, I know, yeah. I'm not making fun, but I know that so many people listening are like, oh yeah, that so sucks so bad. It's and other people have had this, you know, maybe not at that level, but similar trauma. Like, it's so hard.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I do suggest that not to give up. And I do suggest to find somebody that is a trauma specialist and not in, at this point, since intuitive and other hasn't been the right fit for you, to really seek something else. Trauma takes a long time to work through, and when you combine what you've been through with, oh, let's just throw a pandemic on top of Jay, you know, and let's just throw a lot of political chaos on top of Jay, the burdens stack up on top of the original traumas.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like accepting that part of it's the grief trauma and part of it's the additional trauma of world events. And what I am feeling is that we are all climbing our way out of this hole, finally. We're just starting that this year. And so it feels like you can get out of this, even though it seems impossible now. But it just does take time. I feel like if the political chaos and the pandemic hadn't happened, you would have actually been a lot farther in your healing. But because of that additional blah on top of it, it's just been too hard. So
the political thing was the worst. The pandemic thing, I feel like that was nothing compared to the political.
Yes, I get it. Because the political brought up every aspect of, well, and even now we're seeing with, you know, the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry interviews, the whole racism being yet again revealed, not revealed, but shown again. And it's brought up so many injustices, all of this. Well, go ahead.
What they missed with that Megan thing was that, you know, she's the healthiest person of all of them, and Harry are the healthiest people.
Yeah. Oh, and Oprah's healthy too. Oprah, yeah, she did a great job. Yeah, interesting. Well, the world is changing. We have not seen, I don't know how old you are, but from the sound of your voice, I'm guessing you're in the range of a lot of the people listening here. And the world is, we are evolving really fast, and it's not not easy right now. Evolution is great, but it hasn't been very easy. Jay, I'm going to let you go because I've got some other people waiting, but please don't give up and try a different modality. I think that that is where it's going to work for you. I think that's where it, I mean, you might return to intuition and healing later, but I think that this other place is where it's going to work for you now. So thanks for calling. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I was talking to another person, a colleague, and we were talking about, gosh, we just feel so like we don't want to do anything, or we're just tired, or you know, however we were feeling. And it's because we have all come through this year, and here we are at this marker of everything that was happening, and this sense of sort of being able to take, almost being able to take a breath and just realizing what we've been through, not the stuff that Jay's been through in terms of all that loss, but we've all been through the pandemic, the lockdown, the fear. We've all been through the vitriol and the toxicity of the last few years. We've all been through this. We're all coming out of it together. Let us go with Debbie calling from Arizona. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I love your show. And I just am so happy on the path that I am on, the spiritual path, and all of the love that I'm getting from spirit. And I'm just finding that it kind of, I don't know if it's that or something else, that's kind of causing me and my hubby to butt heads.
Uh-huh.
He's not there on the same plane as I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah. How old are you, and how long have you been married?
We've been married 43 years. I'm 66. Mm-hmm. He's 71.
So you were married kind of, I have to do my, I'm not good at math. Oh my goodness. But so you've been
most
married
of my life.
Yeah. I'm just looking at that. So in your early 20s.
Uh-huh.
What did you have kids?
Yes, we have two kids.
What big changes in your path did you do in your 40s, if you did anything? Do you recall?
In my 40s.
Oof. What were your 40s about?
Well, we've always been builders. You know, we've done a lot of construction mm-hmm. as far as business goes. We've both always been highly involved in our business construction. But other than that, I really don't know.
Okay. And then in your 50s, or 60s, when did your spiritual path begin, this recent spiritual path that you're on? When did that sort of amp up for you?
Probably this, the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I've been for probably 30 years dabbling. Right.
I think that not for your age group in the culture you're in, but from like what people are experiencing now, like people that are younger, you know, they might not get married at 23, or they tend to have a lot more time in those early 20s. They might not get married till they're 30. And so that's a little different, common for your age, but then that started to change pretty quickly after that. So normally what happens for a lot of people, not for everybody, is that they hit the 40s and that's when they begin to have a lot of opening. But it looks like maybe you were so busy actively sort of working on business and so other things that you didn't have that particular time for yourself in the 40s. And then you sort of regrouped and got it pretty quickly in the 50s. But it feels like there's so much more. Yeah, like you're so almost like you're catching up for that missed opportunity. It's not a missed opportunity. It's just a missed. You didn't get the time in your 40s because you were doing other things, and now it's time to just grab that time for you and your self-exploration. And it's really not about your husband. He's at 71, he's on his own path. You know, right? You're not going to change him. I'm sure that's clear to you by now. But so you're not trying to drag him along. You're just claiming like, I need to do this with you or without you. This is what I'm going to be doing. And accepting that you can still be together, but he's not going to be on the path with you. And that is just.
Yeah, well, that's my concern is probably that he may just decide to move on. I don't know. You know, I mean, I guess that's always a possibility. He's on his own journey. But I'm wondering is if I am not giving him what he needs while I'm receiving what I need at the same time from, you know, the spirit world. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm not really seeing that for you. What I'm actually seeing is you reach a kind of Dante or truce after, but after you state your claim of, I would like to remain married and I need to do this. I need to do my inner work. And he kind of goes and sits with that and is like, okay, we can negotiate that. That makes sense to me. That's what I think is going to happen. So going into go ahead.
I just need to just be patient.
Yeah, but also not live in fear of, oh, if I do my work, he's going to leave. So I can't do my work. You need to talk with him. And maybe that shifts the relationship from how maybe you've been more serving him, attending to his every whim and need, which is a very common pattern.
Yes, which I did all of our life. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's used to that. So he's like, are you still going to bring me, you know, my food or whatever you do, whatever. Right. Are you still going to go with me on this trip? Are you still going to, it's like, so you're renegotiating.
I don't even know who you are anymore. That's his thing to me. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah. That's because you're changing. And because you kind of repressed the change in the 40s when that would have, maybe you were feeling that urge, but didn't even know it or couldn't allow yourself to do it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I can see that the fear is there, but I think if you kind of say to the universe, look, either marriage is going to continue or marriage won't continue, but I'm not going to be afraid. And I think when you get to that point, then you go to him and you say, look, I'm changing. I need space to change. And he's like, oh, okay. And then you guys renegotiate together. That's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So
that sounds beautiful.
Because the spiritual journey can't be stopped, right? Can't be stopped.
No. Right.
Yeah.
I so thank you. I love you. Take
absolutely.
Care.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see who else we have waiting. Got a couple more folks. I want to talk to them. Yeah, Debbie's in an interesting place. We have to do our spiritual work. When the call comes, you know, you can put it off for 10 years or 20 years, but when the call comes, you got to answer the call, right? And nothing's going to get in your way, but there's lots of ways to negotiate with people who are adult. Hey, I need this. You know, I need this. Okay, let's go with Pam from California.
Hi,
Pam, welcome
Sarah.
To the program. Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Good. What can I help you out with?
I find myself in a situation of flux. I have changed jobs twice since October. I thought I was making a good move, and it was the worst thing I ever did. So I left that position, and now I'm not quite certain what direction to go in. My instinct always makes me look back towards what I've done that was good, but then I feel like I'm going backwards too. So I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, so I'm receiving immediately that even though you thought it was the worst thing ever, it's actually going to turn out to be a very strategic spiritual breadcrumb placed by the universe for you. I think that, and so because you made the so-called bad choice, which is not a bad choice at all, but because you had the disaster, something else happened. Without that, you would have never gotten to where you're going. So kind of look at the disaster with a sense of humor, like, oh, I obviously was missing something. So I made this terrible choice, which then allowed the universe to continue to nudge me on my path in the right direction. So kind of look at it like, ah, well, and don't stress about, oh no, I'm on a streak of bad luck or any of that. That's not true. That's not true at all. I think looking back, I would not look back at what worked. I would not look into the past. I would look at, and this is way more than we can discuss now, but I would look at what's working now, like what's working. And I would go from there to my next step. And then of course, going into meditation, asking for visions, asking for guidance, all of that work. But don't go back and look at, oh, I did this 3 years ago, that worked. What's working now? What parts of your life? And it might be your work life, might be your day-to-day life. What's working now? And go from that place. So
right.
Life
in general, I mean, home life is pretty good. Family is doing well. I'm happy with where I live. I'm unemployed at the moment, and I don't know whether it's time to retire or seek something on my own or just find a little part-time job. This is the first time in probably 45 years that I haven't had at least one job.
Yes. It's a great thing to take a breather and wait until you know more. I think it would be, if all of those things are working, it would be great to just say, you know what? I'm going to give myself till end of April, say, and I will decide then. And let the universe work with you to get you clear on whatever your direction is, whether it's, I kind of feel like it's retirement is what it's feeling like. But taking that break, conscious, opting out from making a decision until you have more information, more spiritual information. That's what I'm going to suggest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam. I'm going to let you go because I've got a couple other people waiting and I want to see if I can get to them all. We'll see how it goes. But thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah, this idea of time being, well, there's an astrology site. They talk about the quality of time. The quality of time right now is we're emerging. We're emerging from a long sleep. And it's going to take, we don't just wake up immediately and know what to do. We're just kind of rubbing our eyes. Where am I? What have we been through? What's my next thing? And got some time coming up to allow that to happen. I'm not sure if we can, we're going to try with Robin. We've just got a few minutes left. Robin, welcome. I'm not sure I can finish your call, but give me a chance. What's your question?
I didn't know I had one. I'm in the world of change right now. I'm shifting my career and my marriage. I'm getting a divorce, and I'm told that I have these talents, but I don't know exactly how to transition to use them and how I can help people.
I'm in a transition
point, and I wake up in the morning, like this morning, I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And most of the time in my life, I wake up and I have an agenda. I know what I'm doing. And at this point in time, these last few weeks, all that I had been working on is not in my brain anymore. And I wake up and it's like an empty slate. I don't know what I'm doing.
So thank you. This is where everyone's at. So thank you. We're going to all need to wait. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go, Robin, because unfortunately we're at the end of the show, but I appreciate the question because this is where we are. We're waiting for further instructions. We're waiting for next steps. We've come out of the cocoon and we don't see our butterfly wings yet, but thank you. Thank you for calling. I want to invite everybody to check out the courses, $15 sliding scale courses. Check out the training for summer, work directly with me. And please continue on your path. Continue on your path. We are emerging into a new state of being. We've been again in that cocoon. We're coming out, we're evolving together. Rocky road, and yet we can see that we are evolving. We can see that the future is better. The future is way better than the past was, and this is where we're going to continue. We're going to talk more about guides and angels upcoming, but continue to understand these presences are here. They are real. You go up to the presence, they're coming down to communicate with you, all around you in the room, and focus on that and begin to ask them, what is my message? What is my guidance? Tell me what I need to know, and begin to listen in that stillness for the guidance that they are continually sending you. It's there, very subtle. Just allow yourself to become still and open to it. I am Sarah Wiseman. Thank you so much for calling and listening. You will find me at sarahwiseman.com. Thanks for listening.